Schberger Close in the house, the right place. One of our consistent guests for at least 15 years, if you really want to do the math. Thanks to you, Berger.
I know. Thank you. Good morning. And,
good morning.
And thank you for the program, because there's nothing like it. I've been a supporter for as long as I've, I think, lived in this country, because it's such good information, news, you name it.
Well,
and I appreciate it, but I didn't realize it's been 15 years. But who's counting when you're having a good time, right?
Not counting at all. 15 years of good stuff.
That's amazing.
Good stuff when it comes to the right place. You want to talk about the new strategic plan?
Sure. We've talked about this on your program, on the program before. We just rolled out another plan for the next 3 years. We worked with our board, the community, our team, and Pricewaterhouse to look at the old plan, to look at the last 3 years. We started doing three-year plans versus five-year plans, because in this fast-moving earth, there's world is just 5 years is just too long. And we spent a good 6 months reviewing what we had accomplished, what we could tweak, what has changed in the world. So we don't just look at what's happening in West Michigan, because the work we do is truly global, and we are impacted by global changes, global political issues, global economic issues, but also what's happening in the United States, and how can you then position West Michigan for continued growth and prosperity. And we take all that information and then condense it into what does the right place do about all of that. And some of our colleagues don't engage in strategic planning, but I'm a great believer in it, so is our board, and we have from, you know, we're 32 years old now. Mm-hmm. Because I believe that if you do not have a plan, any road will get you there, nor can you measure success. Mm-hmm. How can we tell the community and our investors that we have reached goals? Excuse me. So the plan is for 2017 through 19. Our metrics are 4,200 new jobs over the next 3 years, $150 million in new payroll, and $500 million in new investment. So we ended up the last 3 years with over $700 million in new investment and almost 4,500 new jobs. So, but we took into consideration for these metrics, you know, where are we today? Where's the community, talent questions, et cetera? And so that's how we came up with those. We also have re-looked at some other activity metrics. In other words, we do more for companies than just help them with a new addition or acquisition of new equipment and a potential incentive with our partners. But we also help them a lot of times with questions around marketing strategies, lean manufacturing processes. You know, what else can we do for our West Michigan companies to help them grow and expand here eventually? So we have a number of other metrics. And of course, one of the things that we're offering through the right place is some very serious programming. We had our supply chain management conference here at the Eberhard Center last week. Yes. It was a sold out event with over several hundred people in attendance. And we are trying to measure our attendance as well, and how successful are these programs that we bring to the community and the content, so that we can then say, is it still relevant? Mm-hmm. So very, very robust plan. Obviously, we're looking at things like for the plan itself. We want to look at our infrastructure. There are basics of economic development that need to be in place. Infrastructure is one of those, whether it's roads, whether it's bridges, whether it's our water and sewer capacity. If we don't have those, and today, of course, it includes broadband. Someone said the other day, if I don't have high-speed internet, I would be like not having indoor plumbing. Mm-hmm. And that's true. If you today transmit a lot of data, whether you're a manufacturer or any kind of other company, you really need that pipe. So we are working regionally on that issue. Talent remains a huge issue for everybody, both obviously, we're sitting in a university building, training that new talent, developing that new talent, keeping that talent, but also re-educating the talent we have so they can take jobs that maybe didn't exist 10 years ago, and then attracting talent. Quality of life issues continue to be important, and the community does a great job at that. And then really the industries where we shine, where we really have deep competencies, as of course continues to be advanced manufacturing. This is still one of the finest manufacturing areas in the country, if not the world. We are a food processing powerhouse in the region. We have obviously the life sciences that have grown in 20 years from zero to being a real significant cluster around healthcare, research at Van Andel, education at Michigan State University, and all the other healthcare providers in the area. And then our IT industry is growing really fast, and we're working closely with them on a number of issues as well. So, and last but not least, we added something, and that is that the board of the Right Place really represents a large portion of the leadership of this community, and we want to engage them more deeply in thought leadership. What else is do we need to do? Where are there things in the community where they can connect us as well to continue to drive Grand Rapids forward?
And as I know we've spoken before, this is a working document.
It is a work. It doesn't sit on my shelf. It does a number of things. In addition to obviously giving us guidelines, making us think strategically, having metrics that you then measure yourself against, but it also keeps us in our lane, if you will. Okay, we want to do economic development that's narrow and deep and not stray from our mission, which is the creation of jobs and investment. Yes. And how we do that is laid out in this plan.
And it looks like things are happening. Four new projects this far?
Since this is middle of March, and we've announced four projects so far. We have about a dozen in the pipeline that we hope to get shoved through there in the next few months. And we have a good number of new leads in our pipeline. And that's why I'm obviously traveling in the next couple of weeks to talk to about a dozen new companies that are looking at coming to the United States.
Birgit Close with us, president of the Right Place. What about this incentive legislation in Lansing?
Well, you know, when we talk about helping our local companies expand and bringing new companies to the area, and we do more of the former than the latter, by the way, but in each one of these conversations, there's always a competitor at the table. It could be another state. In most cases, it's another state in our neighborhood, Indiana, Ohio, sometimes further south, North Carolina, sometimes as far south as Alabama. And when we bring new companies in or when a new company comes and talks to us, they're always looking at multiple states. And for the project that we landed last week, we competed with Illinois, Indiana, and North Carolina. Okay. And then Michigan, we won, which is nice. But for that to happen, we need tools. And we have some in Michigan, but they're not in some cases robust enough to compete with the states that I just mentioned. So Business Leaders from Michigan is proposing some legislation that would strengthen our incentive tools in Michigan so we can compete for jobs that now often go to states like South Carolina, North Carolina, Texas, and others that have a more robust tools in their toolbox. And so we are very much working with Doug Rothwell and his team at BLM and the BLM leadership to get this done. We had it introduced in the Senate last week, and it's hopefully going to make it to the House here before the summer.
Any burning questions, Steve Chappell?
Well, I just applaud Birgit and the Right Place for all the things that they're doing for this community. One question that comes to mind, though, our job, our metric, is connecting individuals to organizations. We're a catalyst. So the individual business owner that's already in Michigan that wants to learn more about the Right Place, what is the process of involving?
Very easy. First of all, we don't cover Michigan, right? We cover West Michigan. www.rightplace.org. But in addition to which, we call on almost 400 companies that are already here every year. So I want to stress to your listeners, 80%, so I like your question, 80% of our work is with companies who are already here.
Fabulous.
Because it's all about retention and expansion of those who've already made a commitment to us.
What type of dialogue, what type of experience could a company owner expect when they contact the Right Place?
Or we contact them. It might work both ways. Really, our interest in that company is, how can we help you? Is there a pinch point? Is everything okay? Or can you use help from your local municipal government? Do you need help from the state of Michigan? Give you an example. I won't mention the company, but we had an email exchange with a local company in the life sciences, okay? A medical device manufacturer. They were applying for a permit through an agency in Lansing. And this is not a reflection of the agency, by the way. But sometimes when you end up with the wrong person at the other end, you may not get down the road as fast as you need that permit, right? Mm-hmm. And so they contacted us. We know the leader of these agencies. We know the leaders of these agencies. We work with them. They're part of our network of assistance. So I contacted someone who passed it on to the right person, and within less than a week, we had it all settled.
That's how it works.
We use our network. So www.rightplace.org. I do want to stress that our customers are companies that are the manufacturers, the life science companies, the IT companies, etc. So if you need help from us, you send us an email and we'll send somebody right out there to work with you.
How can the community help, Birgit Close?
You are our ambassadors. Continue to do that. Thank you.